Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin. We're going to be starting on Memches Omid Beis with the Mishnah. We'll finish off Memches Omid Beis, and we'll do Mem Tes. Mitzvah Hashem, this will catch us up for the last days of Sukkot. Today's shiur is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Hymen Niwud Elio Chaim Ben Moshe Shmuel. All the shows we learned for should have a lead from our learning. Okay, we pick up in the Mishnah halfway down Mem Ches Omud Beis. Hitzkachi Li Bekos Zeh Shel Yayin. If a man says to a woman, "I want you to become Mikudeshes to me with this cup of wine," the Nimtza Shel Dvash. It turns out there wasn't wine inside of it. It turns out that it was honey, or vice versa. Shel Dvash says, "I want you to become Mikudeshes to me with this cup of Dvash." And it turns out, the Nimsa Shoyayin, it turns out that it was wine. Or, the dinar zeh shel kesef, he wants to give her a dinar, and he says this is a silver dinar, but it turns out, the Nimsa shows up, it actually was a golden dinar, it's worth more. Shows up, or vice versa, he said, "I'm giving you this to be mekadesh to me with this golden dinar," and it turns out, the Nimsa shel kesef, it turns out that it was made out of silver and not out of gold. Or, man says to woman, "You should become mekadesh to me, amanash niyosha, because I'm a rich person," and then it turns out that he's not a rich person, the Nimsa ani. Well, vice versa. He says, because I'm a poor person, Ani, Vinim Sasha, it turns out that he's rich. In all of these situations, the Tanakhama tells us, Eina Mikudeshes, the woman is not considered Mikudeshes, because basically what he said wasn't true. Even if it was better for her, or seemingly better for her, it wasn't what he had told her. And she had agreed to what he told her, and not to something else. And therefore, the Tanakhama says, in all of these scenarios, whether it's for her improvement or a deterioration to her from what she was promised, Eino Mikudeshes. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Hito L'Shevach, if this is going to make it better for her, so then Mikudeshes, she is Mikudeshes. Now, this is the straight reading of the words. The Gemara is now going to discuss exactly what we're talking about. Tell everybody, we're in the Braisa. First off, we start off with the following Braisa, which there are actually three versions of it. Hiskachili Bikozef, a man says to a woman, "I want you to become Mikudeshes to me with this cup." So we have three different opinions as to what that loch is. Tani Chada, in one situation, in the Brice, it says, Bo ubameshe besocho. It means that she's Mikudeshes with the cup and what's in the cup. The second, the Tanya Idach, says she's Mikudeshes Bo with the cup itself, velo bameshe besocho, and not what's inside of it. The Tanya Idach, in the third interpretation, is bameshe besocho velo Bo, only what's inside the cup and not the cup itself. So we seem to have three different understandings over here. They're all mutually contradictory, but one says, no, they're in fact not. Below Kasha, they're all dealing with different things. And I'll first read you the understanding of Rashi. Ha b'mayo, ha b'chamra, ha b'tziyara. So Rashi explains, and you can see this in Dibra Maschel b'maya, he says, the water, delo chashiva, it's not at all considered significant. And therefore, v'lo hitzadato el b'kli. So in the Braisa, it says, you're only mekudeshes with the kli, and not what's in the kli. That's what it's referring to. That's the water, because the water was insignificant, so she obviously had intention to get the kli. That which we said, ho b'chamra, that's with wine. So Rashi explains, it means b'meshe b'socho v'lo bo. It's what's in the cup, and not the cup itself. David l'mishtaya. Rashi explains that you drink the wine and then you give the coast back. So she intended to be Mikudeshes with the wine and not the cup. As opposed to the water, it was the cup and not the water. And Betziahara, Rashi has two interpretations of what Tziar is. The first one is Tzir Dogim, it's fish brine. Sha'asui L'yomim Rabim, it normally was made not to be drunk at one point, it was a dip. And therefore, they would use it over a number of days, L'tabalbo, to go and dip stuff into it. And therefore, the container of Akos, the cup, Tzarich L'shomrabo, is needed to go and contain this fish brine for a couple of days. And therefore, that's the price that it says that she accepted the Kedushin, Baneh Shebesocha. Bo ubameshe besocho, for the fish brine itself and for the container, the coast that the fish brine is in. That's the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat is Yoshimim Tziara, means shemen. It means some type of oil. Loshon Yitzar, from the Pasuk Yitzar. And in this situation, it was both of them, because again, the oil needs to be maintained. You don't drink it all at once. It's used over a period of time, so you need both the oil and the cup. That's the way Rashi understands this. Tosfos has a different understanding, because he says, the way Rashi understood it, it doesn't follow the order of the Brices that we had. And therefore, Tosos, Diba Masel, Hobamaya, if you skip down to Vukoshel Rabbeinu Tam, about halfway down in this Tosos, he says, Dain's a Seder a Brice. It didn't follow the three Brices that we were given. Shehevila. And therefore, Lochem Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says, Bimaya, it means a bow, or Bimesh Besocho. The water is the water and what's inside of it. Because Shamayim Betalim Lagabi Akos, the water is bottled to the cup. and therefore it meant both. Bechamra, it meant bow, below ma'ashe besochus. Paradoxically, the wine, it's only the cup and not the wine inside of it, because shayayin chosha, the wine in and of itself is important, veino batel legabe kos, and it's not subordinate to the cup, and therefore, when she accepted the cup, she didn't mean the wine as well. Mikol makom, eino chashuv kol kach, shenema d'dayta te'al yai. But the wine isn't that important compared to the cup that she had intention for the wine and not the cup. So therefore, it meant only the cup. And the tziara case is b'meh shebesocho, only the stuff that's inside of it and not the container. The choshev yosef hakos, because it's worth more than the cup. Avalo bo, the hakos eino batel legabe tzira, but not the cup itself, because it's not batel to the oil inside of it. That's the way Tosus learned it. That follows the order of the three brises that we had. However, he says that this problem that Rabbeinu Tam had with Rashi is not such a problem, and Tosus concludes, because we see elsewhere that we don't always follow exactly along in the order. In any event, the three brises, bottom line, whether you learn like Rashi or like Tosus, don't conflict with each other. And now we pick up the Gemara, and we pick up the part of the Mishnah which said, "Im hito l'shevach harezim kudeshes," that Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakhama and said that it was in her betterment, so then the Kiddushin is chal. Gemara says, wait a second, v'les leil Rabbi Shimon, Yayin v'nimso chometz, chometz v'nimso yayin, shneim yicholun lachzim hem. Wait a second, we have a Mishnah in Bava Basra that tells us that if a person sold somebody wine and it turned out that it was vinegar, or he sold them vinegar and it turned out that it was wine, both the buyer and the seller have the right, shneim yicholun lachzim hem. They can say, hey, this is not what I dealt for. Even though, objectively, wine is better than vinegar, Abba, you see, if you need vinegar for a recipe, you can't add wine to it. Instead, the wine won't work. The vinegar will. If you need vinegar for something, so even though wine is better in general, you want vinegar and not wine, and vice versa. You want to make kiddush. You want to make kiddush on wine. Don't make it on vinegar. So therefore, obviously, sometimes wine is better than vinegar, but sometimes vinegar is better than wine. So too, hachanami. Ika, there are those women, nicha le bikaspa, she would actually prefer a silver below nicha le bedava. Why would that be? So Rashi explains. Because, for example, she has a certain type of a bracelet, so in this situation, she wants it to be a silver bracelet, so she needs silver, right? Rashi says, in this situation, she's machbid, she bedafka wanted to have silver, and therefore, when you give her gold, it's not what she wanted. So therefore, how can Rabbi Shimon say that if it's, quote, imhito l'shevach, she is mikudeshes? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Simi Barashi, Simi Barashi explains, Ashichasei li Abaye, I found the Abaye, the Yosef, the Kumsab Elei Libre, who was teaching this Mishnah to his son, and he explained it in the following way. Hoch, my askinon, what is our Mishnah talking about? The Rabbi Shimon says, Im hito l'sheva harezi mukudeshes, it's totally different understanding than what we had. Kigon, Sh'omar l'shlucho, here we're talking about a man said to his shliach, who would be Makadish the woman on his behalf, lend me halveni dinar shel kesef. Lend me a dinar shel kesef, a silver dinar, and go and be mekadesh this woman on my behalf. Vale mekadesh li isha plonis, and go be my shaliach to be mekadesh sarula on my behalf. What did this shaliach do? V'holach, the shaliach went, v'hilva shows up. He lent the person who sent him to be mekadesh the girl, not a silver dinar, but he lent him a golden dinar, and then went and used that golden dinar to go be mekadesh the woman. So here we have the Tanakama, my Sarvak Peda. No, hey, I wasn't willing to be such a big spender and give her a golden dinar to be Makadisha. No, I didn't want to give her $1,000. I only give her $100. So therefore, I didn't agree to that. Therefore, you're not my shliach, and therefore, the woman is not Makudeshes. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds Umar Sovar Maremakumulo. He would say, listen, go be Makadish that girl for me. Listen, I'm hoping you'll lend me a silver dinar. Why? You're going to lend me a golden dinar? Even better. So he's really interested in being Makadish the girl. And therefore, he thought he could only borrow from him a silver dinar, but the guy's willing to lend him a golden dinar gesundheit. And that's what Rav Meir means, according to Rav Simi Barashi, as he heard Abaye explain to his son. Mora says, wait a second. Ihachi, then we have a lot of problems with the wording of the Mishnah. Then why did it say, Hiskat Shili? That's not the Shaliach talking. That would be the potential husband talking. So it's in the Mishnah, Skashi Li. If you're telling me he gave it to a shliach and the shliach went to be Mekadisha, the shliach should have said, Hiskachi lo, mi baile. You're not being Mekudeshes to me. We want you to be Mekudeshes to him. So he should have said, Hiskachi lo, not Hiskachi Li. That's problem number one. Similarly, problem number two, Hito l'shevach, she was misled? No, she wasn't misled. Hito u. Who? He, the person who sent him, was misled. He told l'shevach, mi boy le, not that she was misled, he told l'shevach, but he told who l'shevach. That's problem number two. And then problem number three, it said in the Mishnah Nimsa, it turned out that it was gold and it wasn't silver. No, Meikarinami dissolve Hava. There never was a mistake over here. It was gold from the start. So this understanding that Hadabai explained to his son is problematic. And therefore, El Amar Rava, this is the right way to understand the Mishnah. Aniv Yarisha Bechabura Targimno. I and the lion in our group, we will explain our Mishnah. Who's the lion in the group? Manu, Rav Chiya Bar Ravin. Ah, so Rava says, Rav Chiya Bar Ravin and I explain it as follows. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Hogam Ayaskinon, Kegon Sha'amra, he Lishlucha. The woman said to her messenger, to her Shaliach, go and accept the Kiddushan on my behalf from Yankel who wants to be Mekadishmi. Save a Kabeli Kiddushai Miploni. Go and accept for me the Kedusha from Yaakov. Sha'om Ali, because he had told me, his kachali b'dino shokesef. He had told me, I'm going to be make you mikudeshes to me with the din shokesef. And then the shaliach went, v'holach, and Yaakov, her prospective husband, v'nasan lo dina shozov, instead gave her dina shozov. So the shaliach, does he accept it or not? So does it work? He took it, but does it work or not to make her mikudeshes? So Mar, so by the Tanakhama says, no, Kpeda, the women didn't want to be rich. She says, no, I only want silver. I didn't ask for gold. And therefore, she was makpid that I only wanted, she was makpida. I only want to over here accept kiddush from him of what he had said, silver, not gold. And therefore, the Tanakham says she's not mekudeshes in that situation. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds Umar Sovar, Maru Mokum Hilo. She was just telling him, listen, go and accept the kiddush from him. He's going to give you a silver dollar. Oh, he's going to give you a golden dinar? Whoa, even better. It was only Maru Mokum Hilo. This expression, Maru Mokum, we're going to discuss momentarily in the Gemara. She's just basically showing him the place. She's just giving him a suggestion to her shaliach what to expect. But if he gives you more than that, gizun tehet. And the only thing now we have to explain, because now hitzkachi li and hito l'shevach, those are both correct. But what about the nimtza? What happens over here, nimtza? So that doesn't fit in. Umay nimtza, Rava and Rav Chiya bar Ravin would explain, dekot soyer bivlisa. Rashi explains that this, the havit soyer bivlisa, kishinosno l'shaliach, when Yanko gave it to the woman Shaliach, Hayotsorur Bismartut. It was encased in some sort of a shmata. He put it in some sort of a container. And therefore, she didn't know at that point, Mitzvah shows off. And the Shaliach didn't know. And the woman, when she got it, she opened it up and she sees it was gold and not silver. So that's what it means, Venimtsa. So again, that's the machlokes according to Rava and Rav Chiya bar Ravin, what our Mishnah is talking about. Now, we just used this lashon of Maru Malkum Hilo, so the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Shimon or Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which we'll have to say where that is, Rabbi Elazar, we'll have to say where that is, Kulu Sviru Lahu, Maru Malkum Hilo. They all hope in this idea that the woman is just giving him an idea, or the person is just giving somebody else an idea what to do. So, what are these three things? So, Rabbi Shimon, Hodi Amar, that's the case that we just spoke of, that Ravin Chiyabar Ravin just told us that Mara Mokamilo, that she was telling her Shliach, listen, I expect you'll be getting a silver dinar, except if me. No, he gives you a golden dinar. Also, that's good because she was just Mara Mokamilo. So that's simple. Now the Gemara says, the other two Mandi Omars was Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. What are they? So Rav Shimon Gamliel, where is that? It's not. So this is a mission that we have in Bava Basra. And we turn to Memtes Amud Aleph, where it said over there, get Poshut. The definition of a get pashut, which is the standard get that is given, is eda mitocho. It's a regular single side of a document, so to say, on a klaf, on a shtar, and the witnesses are at the bottom of it. That's a get pashut, that's a regular get. And what's a get makusha? This was a special type of a get that was written specifically for the wives of Kohanim, because if a Kohen divorces his wife, he can't take her back. If Yisrael divorces his wife, he said, oh, I'm an idiot, what did I do? He can go take her back, so she didn't get married to somebody else. So Maksa Gushas was allowed by Yisrael, but it's not allowed by a Kohen, even if he made a terrible mistake. Sorry, he can never take her back. So therefore, they put together a special type of a get that would take a little bit longer to write. And therefore, this is a get makusha. It has to be folded in a certain way, and the edim sign on the back of it, not on the front of it, and it's sewed together. So it takes a long time to write it up. And therefore, the Kohen hopefully will have calmed down and said, oh, I'm an idiot. Why did I say I'm going to divorce my wife? And he'll cancel the divorce before it takes effect. And therefore, the woman will not be divorced, and he can continue to live with his wife. So a get makusha, the edim are signed on the outside. What happens if you have a get pashut, shekesavu edim me'achorv? That the Eidim didn't sign on the bottom, they signed on the back. Or you have a Makusha, a Get Makusha, Shekasu Eidav Bitocho, and the Eidim signed on the inside and not on the back. So in both of these situations, the Tanakhama says, Shneihem Bisulim. They're both no good because that wasn't what the way it's supposed to be done. Along comes Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and he says, Omer, Makusha Shekasu Eidav Mitocho Kosha. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, if a Get Makusha has the Eidim written on the inside instead of on the outside, that is good because shiyachal asos a pasha. Because you know what? undo the sewings, undo the folds, and now there'll be just some spaces in between, but you'll have the edim on the front side, and therefore not a problem. And therefore, a get kosher can be turned into a get pasher, and Rav Chanina Gamliel says that would be good by the Eved. Rav Shimon Gamliel, now here's we get to the point, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hakol Kiminag HaMedin. He says, you go by what the Minag HaMedin is. And we'll see this is Marim Makom, but how? So the Gemara says, Vabinim, but we asked about Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. What does he mean? That you have to follow the Minag HaMedin. Nobody else says you have to follow the Minag HaMedin. The Tanakama less than Minag HaMedin. The Tanakama disagrees. Everybody agrees that you have to follow the Minag HaMedin. So how do you understand this? So Rav Ashi explains the Mishnah as follows. Be Asra, then he gave a partial in a place. Call asar v'yasar, we say in Kaddish, means in a place. So b'asar in a place, the nihige kiparshut, where everybody writes a get parshut, v'avile mikusha, and he goes and writes a get mikusha, which is not what the man instructed. Or inami v'asar the nihige mikusha, where everybody writes a get mikusha, not only the Kohanim, but everybody writes a get mikusha, v'avile parshut, and the shaliach went and didn't do what he was expected to do, and he wrote a parshut, so then kuliyama lo pligi devadi kapeda. So then, this is not good. He didn't follow what was expected, because if everybody writes it this way, you're expected to write this way. If you write it another way, then you didn't have permission to be a shaliach, so to say. So if everybody's writing a get parshut, and you write a get mekusha, everybody's going to get mekusha, and you write a get parshut, you didn't do the shlichus that was expected of you, and therefore everybody agreed that that's no good. Kuliyama lo pligi devadi kapeda. And therefore, it's not a good get. Where do they have this machlokes? In the Mishnah, ki plige be'asra, they're only arguing about in a place, the nihige, where the minag is not clear. Bein be'parshut be'mekusha. Some people write parshut, some people write mekusha. So in this situation, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, v'ama lei avidli parshut. He told the person, go and make for me a parshut, a plain regular get. And the shliach went v'azav avidli mekusha. Here the shliach made a mekusha. So the Tanakama holds Mar Sobar Kpeda. He told him to write a parshut, and he instead wrote a mekusha. That's not what he asked for. Therefore, it's not a get. The Tanakama says it's a kpeda. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mar Sobar, no, Mar Malkumlo. He was giving him a general instruction: go write a get parshut. No, you wrote a get kusha. That's also good. I was just telling you to write a get. I gave you an example, but I wasn't being machpid that you begat to have to do it that way. Oh, here's where we see that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel also holds Marim Malkum Hulo. Oh, that's the second of three Tanoim. The third Tana, Rabbi Elazar, where do we find him? Rabbi Elazar, Ditnan. We learned in the following Mishnah in Gittin. Ha'isha sha'amra, if a woman says to her shaliach, hiskabali gitim, mimakum ploni, go and get the get for my husband in New York, okay, in a certain place. V'kibel lo gita mimakum acher. But the shaliach actually got the get in Philadelphia. So the Tanakhama says, possible. It is not good because she instructed him to accept the get in New York for whatever the reason she wanted to get the get in New York and not in Philadelphia. And he went and got in Philadelphia. So he's not acting as her shliach. Therefore, the get can't be taking effect when he accepts it because he's not her shliach. So therefore, that's what the Tanakam holds. And we have, however, Rabbi Elazar says it's good. Machshir. Why? Alma Kisavra. Marimokamilo. She was telling him, go get it. I think he's in New York. No, he's not in New York. He's in Philadelphia. Get me to get in Philadelphia. I just want to get the get and be divorced from the guy. So therefore, it wasn't she was Badafka being Makpida that you should go and get the get in New York. I'll be happy to get it in Philadelphia. Oh, so here's the third example of Mara Mokamila. Okay. Amar Ula says, Machlokes b'shevach mamon. The Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah is dealing only with shevach mamon. If something is a higher value or something is not a higher value. However, Avu b'shevach yuchsin, in regards to the person made a claim that he was a Kohen, let's say, like we'll have at the bottom of Mem Tesem Abeis, we probably won't get to it today. It's going to be the start of tomorrow's year. But it will say over there, marry me because you think I'm a Kohen. And he turns out to be a Levi, or vice versa. So in regards to a change in the yuchsin status, Diriakol and Mukadeshes. Everybody agrees in that situation, even Rabbi Shimon, that the woman would not be Mukadeshes. So Rabbi Shimon says, if it's regard to Shevach Mamon, so then there's a machlokes between me and the Tanakama. Tanakama says no, and Rabbi Shimon says yes. However, in regards to a Shevach in Yochsin, everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, says Enim Mukadeshes. Why? My time, what's the reasoning? Because the woman has the right to say, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Misana derav mikarai, a shoe that is too big for my foot, lo boyinan. I don't want. So I'm not interested in being the rabbits and the rabbi's wife. I'm not interested in being a Kohen's wife. I want to be a plain parsha of the yid. So therefore, she says, albeit objectively, it's arguably better to be the king's wife, the rabbi's wife, the Kohen's wife. These are more yichas dika positions. She said, I'm not interested. Misano the rav mikarai, a shoe that's too big for my foot. Lo bein, I don't want. So therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would say b'shevach yosin that it's automatic kpeda if you don't get exactly what you thought. And a brisa supports this. Ula's an Amora. We have a brisa in support of what Ula said. Tani Nami Hochi, Mode Rabbi Shimon. Then it says befamish that Rabbi Shimon is Mode im hito l'shevach yosid. Oh, in this exact scenario, even Rabbi Shimon says, in regards to a change in her status, the yichus, so to say, of this kiddushin, so she has the right to say, I was only interested in this and not interested in that, even though objectively the thing that she is now getting is higher than what she was previously getting. Amar Vashi, Masnis Dami Daika, you could even make a diak from our own Mishnah of this as well. Diktani, because it said in our Mishnah, Amenashni Koit. Now, when it says our Mishnah here, it really means the Mishnah on the Tesamah Beis. Again, the Mishnais in the Gemara aren't always broken up in the same way that they are in the Mishnah itself. And when we refer to a Reish and a Sefer, they don't have to be literally connected to each other in the Gemara. So our Mishnah is referring to, over here, the Mishnah on Testament Beis. And it says, Amanashni Kohen, if a man says to the woman, listen, go and be Mukadeshis to me because I'm a Kohen, and it turns out that he's not a Kohen, but he's a lady. Or he says, be Mukadeshis to me because I'm a lady, but he's a Kohen, it turns out he's a Kohen. Or he says, be Mukadeshis to me because I'm a Nasin. And the Nimso Mamzer, and he is on a lower level. Mamzer is even lower than the Sinim. The Sinim weren't allowed to come into the Kal. They were from the Givonim. And a Mamzer is somebody that is also level of Kal also. But in both of these situations, they're not allowed to marry into the Kal. But this woman was able to marry him. For example, let's say she was a Giorit, and they're allowed to marry. Or she was herself a Nesina, so they could go and marry. So he says he was a Nesina. It turns out he's a Mamzer, or vice versa. Mamzer, the Nimso, and the Sin, in all of these situations, the Kedushin is not Chal. Now, below Paulu Rabbi Shimon, and this our Mishnah did not say, this Mishnah on Mem Tesum Beis did not say that Rabbi Shimon argues. Oh, for the fact that it doesn't mention that Rabbi Shimon argues, it mustn't be that Rabbi Shimon agrees. Oh, so here you can see a diak from our own Mishnah to the Brayta Tani Namehachi and to the statement of Ula that in fact, Bishvach Yuchsin, everybody agrees, Kuli Amalo Pligi, that the woman is not Mikudeshes. Now, Mask Blo Marba Ravashi, Marba Ravashi says, you can't bring a Sarai from the Mishnah. You're going to tell me, Elo Diktani, Amanash Yeshli Bas or Shifcha Bukadelis. Keep on reading that Mishnah. It says, if the man says to the woman, I want you to be Kudeshly on the condition that I have a daughter, or that I have a Shifcha Mugudelis, an older Shifcha. In other words, there will be people around the house who go and help you out. The Elo, but he really doesn't have it. Or vice versa, Amanash Elo. She doesn't want to have somebody like that in the house. So he says, I don't have it. But in fact, he does. Yeshlo, the Shevach Mamanu. Now that seems to be a monetary situation. Does he have a servant? Does he not have a servant? Or does he have a daughter that would help out in the house? Or does he not have a daughter to help out in the house? So that seems to be a monetary question. And therefore, it should be that Rabbi Shimon argues with that. But it doesn't state so. So Hachanami de Lopalik, since it doesn't state that Rabbi Shimon argues, are you telling me that Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue? Elopalik Bereisha. But if Rabbi Shimon argues in the Reisha, which is dealing with Shevach Mamon, Vudin Seifa. He argues there as well, but it doesn't say it. So, Hachanami, Palik Bereisha, Vudin Seifa. So, even in the case of Shevach Yosin, so one can make the argument that it just doesn't mention that Rabbi Shimon argues, but he in fact argues as well. It only told us once he argues, and then we can learn it the rest of the way ourselves. He says, no, the two cases are incomparable. The case of the Shivcha, or the daughter, is not similar to the case of Yichus. Because Hachi Hashta, Hasid Idiv Idi, the Shvach Mamon. Both of those are Shvach Mamon, as opposed to the case with the Yuchsin. So in regards to Shvach Mamon, Polik Bereisha, V'Odim Sefer. So therefore we say that it doesn't have to mention it twice, because you already mentioned the Bereisha, so I understand by Shvach Mamon, there's a Machokis, so too in the Sefer, in regards to the Shivcha, or the daughter, that is Megudelis. That's clear. However, in regards to Hocha the Shevach Yuchsini, the Kohen Levi situation, so in Yitzo the Polig, if in fact Rabbi Shimon argues, it should have stated it Nisne, and therefore the fact that it doesn't state it, therefore that can be used as a raya that for Shevach Yuchsin, in fact Rabbi Shimon agrees. That's teretz number one. Now, another teretz that we give to Marba Ravashi's question is as follows. We could say, Hochanami Shevach Yuchsin. We could say that here too, we're dealing with Shevach Yuchsin in the case of the daughter or of the maid servant of the Shivcha. Why is that? Because you understood the word Megudelis as meaning Gedola. Mi Sarvis, my Megudelis, Gedola Mamish. Who says it means an older person? Maybe you know what my Megudelis means? It means Gadelis. Rashi explains Gadelis over here as being a woman who is chashuva, an important person. And, in fact, the Amrahi, the girl who's accepting this Kiddushin, didn't want that, because she could say, Lo nichali deshach lemili minai, because she's such an important person that she's going to hear what's going on in the house over here and tell everybody else about it. Yozlo nanjo kamei shivuvusai. And everybody's going to listen to her because she's an important girl. Tells us an interesting, different explanation. He says, my mugudeles, it means a girl who is a hairdresser, Megadelis Seyar, like we have Miriam Megadlis Seyar Nishaya. And therefore, this barber girl is going to, in fact, be talking to all the women when they come in to get the haircut. And she's going to relay information while they're talking, cutting the hair. She'll tell, oh, did you hear what so-and-so said? Oh, you hear what so-and-so said? And therefore, this prospective shidduch says, I don't want to have someone in the house who is a barber, because they're going to tell everybody. So whether it's chashuva like Rashi or a barber like Tosos, the bottom line is, that's a question of yichus as well. And therefore, in that situation, it doesn't mention that Rabbi Shimon argues, because in fact, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue in that situation. It's all yichus. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon only argues where, in fact, he says Rabbi Shimon disagrees. More contingent says, Tanu Rabbanu, we learn the following braisa. If a man's trying to be a Kaddish woman, he says, Al minas shani karyana. If he says that, I want you to marry me because I am a karyana. Karyana is a person who knows how to read Chumash. So he says, ah, marry me, I am a karyana. So as long as Kivan Shikora Shlosha Psukim Vesakness, as long as he knows how to read three psukim in shul, so that's the mistama, the minimal amount that a person needs to go in lane. So assuming that a person can go and do that, so then he adequately fills the definition of being a karyana, and I raise Zumakudashis if she accepted it, so then he fulfilled the condition, so to say, and therefore that is a valid kiddushin. On the other hand, review the Omer, Achi Yikra. It's not that he can just read the Chumash, he also has to be able to be mitargime. He also has to say targum. Now, what do we mean by targum? Yitargime daite. Are you telling me that he can just translate it on his own? Is that good enough? That can't be. But Tanya, we learned, Ryudomer, Hamatargim Pasol Kitsuraso, Hareza Badai, Vamosif Olav, Hareza Macharifu Begadev. That if a person, review this says, translates the pasuk on his own, so then that's a terrible thing to do, and he is a liar. A badoy is a liar. And if he adds on stuff to it, then he's even worse. He's a mecharef u'megadif. That's a person that is, rachmon l'slan, blaspheming against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what exactly does this mean? So Tosfos quotes himself as well as Rashi, so let's see it inside in Tosfos on the Targum. So he says, pirish kemashmu uso. The simple understanding of this is, kigon lo ta'an al riv. If he were to go and say the pasuk lo ta'an al riv means, and he translates it on his own, metagim lo tasid al dino. Don't go and give testimony. Don't get involved in a fight. Don't give testimony. So harez abade, that's a lie. The adarabba, in fact, the exact opposite is true. Mitzvahu lahotzi adin liora. There's an obligation on the person, if he knows testimony for somebody else, that he should go and give it. And to say don't get involved in a riv, lo sana al riv, means don't testify for somebody when you know eders, so that's ridiculous, that's wrong, and that would be incorrect. So that's a badai. Elohochi, mitargim, you have to, if you go and use the targum, lo tismana me la alfa lemandit misbay minoch bedina. So what it means is you have to go and not be afraid to go give testimony. So that's the right way based upon the Targum. Now, when we say about most of a love, if you go and add to something, since we're allowed to go and make chidushim, so I'll go and add on whatever I want, so I will go and osif, so there, that's a person who's blaspheming. What does it mean? Pirush, mivazes Hashem, mishanes dvarv. He goes and changes things around. But Unklis, I, Shahosif, when he added on stuff, Lomi Daito Hosif, he wasn't adding on his own. Shari Besinai Nitana Targum. The Targum Unklis was given on Har Sinai. It was unfortunately forgotten. Elo Shinishtakach, Vichonza Viyisodu. And Unklis Hager was able to go and re-establish it. Kidamar Gemila, as Gemara Gemila tells us. That's Wamsha. Rabbeinu Chanan al Pirish, that what he means, Hamitargim Paso Kitsuraso. He translates it literally. Kigon, Vayiru SLK Yisrael. So that is translated, and it should be the Bekagim, Vichazu Yos Elakar di Yisrael, that it's literally translated as that you see God. So Hariz Abande, that's a lie, because the Shechina Mamish Lo wrote, they can't see the Shechina, they'll say, Kilo Yireni Hadam Vachai, nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do, you die. You can't tolerate seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's too great. It's like, I was told by Rebbe, if you look at the sun, your eyes will burn out, you can't even see the sun. Allah Chaz Kama Vakama. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live. When we say Hamosif, it means the Metagim, he says, V'chozu Yas Malocha the Elokah. We saw the angels of God. So that's also wrong. That's blasphemy. Shetole Sheva Hamokum Malach. It's as if you're saying that the praise was to the Malach and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohochi Metagimini. You have to explain it the way the Targum does. V'chozu Yas Yekara the Elokah the Yisrael. That you see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you should say. So therefore, you can't make up your own taich. So what does it mean over here? Elamai Metagim. It means Targum Didon. It means using Targum Unklis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough that you can just read three psukim. You also have to be able to give the Targum on them. That's if the person said to the girl, listen, I'm a karyona. But if he used a different lashon, if he said, we find various amoraim referred to as Rav Yaakov Kara. So they're experts in Chumash. If he says that, so then he's not considered a valid kedusha because he didn't fulfill his tanai, unless ad the kare, until he reads a raisa, nevi uksuve, bidiyuka. He has to read all the Tanakh. Araisa is Torah, Nevi is Nevi'im, Ksuvim is Ksuvim, and B'diyuk, it has to be done well. He has to really know all of Tanakh. And such a person, if he tells the girl, you should marry me because on the condition that I am a Kara, so then he really has to know a lot more than just if he said Karyona, which just means three psukim, possibly with Targum as well. The man says to a woman, I want you to marry me. I'm an Ashni Shona, that I'm a Shona. I'm a person that knows how to learn. So what does that mean? So Chizki Amar means Halachos. Rashi says Halachos means Halachos Moshe Sinai. And Riochon Amar means Torah. He has to be able to know Torah. Now, we find, however, that we have a Brisa that seems to disagree with one of the Amorim. Meisvei, it says the Brisa, Ezri Mishnah. What does it mean, Mishnah, which is Shona? So Rav Meir Omer Halachos. Oh, Rav Meir says, like the opinion of Chizkiah, that means halacha moshe sinai. He has to know halachas. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Medrash. It's Medrash. So we have nobody to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it means Torah. So how do you understand this? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have a Tana to hold his hat onto, so to say. So we turn to Memtes Omer Beis. So the Gemara says, no, what does it mean, my Torah? When it says Torah, it means Medrash Torah. As Rashi says, Hoche Yosino, my Torah, Medrash Torah. That's the Girsa that we have. There must have been a different Girsa over here, and we have adopted Rashi's Girsa. In any event, so that's the opinion. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan also expressed. Now, when he says that he is a Shoneh, so V'hani Mila D'Amar Lo Tanina, that he knows how to go and learn a little bit. Avol Amar Lo, if he says to the girl, marry me on the condition that I am a Tana Ana. Now, it doesn't mean a Tana, like the Tanoim. It means that I know how to learn, that I'm a real knowledgeable person. So then it's not enough that he knows a little bit of Halacha Moshe Misina, or he knows a little bit of Medrash Torah. No, he has to know Ad Tana Hilchasa. He has to know all the Halachos, and Sifra, V'Sifri, V'Tosef. He has to know all the various prices that we have on Chumash, on the various different Svarim in Chumash. Okay. If a person says to a girl, I'm an Ashni Talmud, she says, I want you to go marry me on the condition that I'm a Talmud. So how much of a Talmud does he have to be? So Einomim, we don't make him be like the two greatest Talmidim. The Talmidim are Kishimon ben Azai, Ushimon ben Ozoma. Why are they called Talmidim? Because they never reached Smicha. They're known as Shimon. They're not known as Rabbi Shimon. So they're often known as Ben Azai, because Ben Azai or Ben Zoma, because they also didn't get Smicha. So they're known by their father's name, the son of so-and-so. But in any event, they were unbelievably great Talmidim, as is pointed out over here in Rashi. Rashi says that these people were great Tamidim. The top line says, Tamidim hayu, ubachurim. They were young. Below bo luchla smicha. They didn't get smicha. They unfortunately both died in the paradise, so they didn't get smicha. Below you be a mayim kibosim b'torah. But nobody else was as great as them amongst the Tamidim as they were. As it says, Mishameis benazei batlu hashaktonim. He was a real diligent person, Nebuch, when he died in the paradise. So it says that the great shaktonim, the great students, they died. So therefore, when a person says, marry me on the condition of a Talmud, they don't have to be as great a Talmud as benazei or benzoma. Nevertheless, Ella, at least, kol shesholim osob chomakom, dover echot, bilimu dover yomro. If they ask a question on something, and you're able to answer it, so then, Mistama, you're a fulfilling of the idea of a Talmud. And this could even be Afilu Mesechta Dikala. It could even be in Mesechta Dikala. Now, Rashi has the Girsa of Afilu B'Meseches Kala. So Rashi understands this is a Mesechta that's really a Brisa, Rashi tells us. And it's usually referred to as one of the, quote, minor tractates. And it's not in the Daf Yomi cycle. In any event, Rashi says, so if you're able to answer a question, such as one of the simple statements there, that Kala below Bracha, Asura Lubalu Kanida, that if a girl didn't have the full chuppah, so then she's still Asura to her husband, as if she was a Nida. So that, if you can answer that, so then you're called, you have fulfilled the definition of being somebody who is a Talmud. So if you can answer that, that's fine. That's what it means, according to Rashi, Afilu B'Meseches Kala. However, we have the gears of Afilu B'Mesechta Dikala. And if you look in Tosos, in Shabbos, and in other places as well, Rashi and Tosos both discuss, what does it mean, the Mesechta that they're learning in the Kala? So they used to have a different Daf Yomi cycle. They used to go and learn in the month before Pesach and in the month before Sukkot, Shloshim Yom V'Achag. So they would go and learn a Mesechta. So there would be, there are roughly 60 Mesechtas in that cycle. And Rav Ashi used to do this, and he learned it twice. So they would learn two mesechtas a year, and the 60 mesechtas, it was a 30-year cycle, and the Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi learned this the first time, and then Rav Ashi learned it the second time, and that's why in some places in Shas we'll have a saying that it was Rav Ashi when he learned it the first time versus Rav Ashi when he learned it the second time. In any event, the mesechta that they learned was the mesechta called of the Kala, because it's a Yarche Kala. That's where we get the expression, Yarche Kala, a month of learning, a month of Kala. So, according to this understanding, it's that you can answer questions in the Masechta that they're learning, so then you're, quote, a Talmud. Mark continues, a man says to a woman, I'm an Ashani Chacham, that you should marry me on the condition that I'm a Chacham. So we don't say he has to be a Chacham, Eino, Amrino, Kechach me Yavne, Ke Rabbi Akiva Chaveret. No, he doesn't have to be on the level of Rabbi Akiva and his Chaveret and Yavne, where the Sanhedrin was. Ella, if they're able to ask him a question and he's able to answer it, and it could be a general question from almost any place, the Omer, and he answers it, so then he's no longer a Talmud, now he's a Chacham, and therefore that would fulfill that condition of the marriage. Similarly, if a person says, I'm an Ashani Gibor, a person says to a woman, marry me because I'm a very big Gibor, so he doesn't have to be Enomrim Ke Abder Bener Ukiyov Ben Sruya. Abner Bener was the general of Shaul HaMelech, and Yoav Ben Tzruya was the general of David HaMelech, the very famous great generals out there. You don't have to be as strong as they were. Ella, kol shechaveiro misyarim mimenu, mibnei Russell. If it's somebody that people have a fear of him because he's so tough, so that would fulfill this description that I'm an Ashani Gibar. Likewise, a man says to a woman, marry me, I'm an Ashani Yosha, that I'm a rich person. So he doesn't have to be as rich. Ein omrim ki Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom. Rashi tells us, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, he was very wealthy. And the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Sheniach lo aviv elasinos, his father gave him Yerusha of 1,000 boats, ukinegdim elef ayoros biyabosha, and 1,000 cities. You don't have to be that rich. Kirubi Elazar ben Azariah, you don't have to be rich like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rashi tells us that he had Tresar alfi agelim hayom maiser miedro. His maiser behemoth, which is 1/10, was 13,000. That means he had 130,000 behemoths in his flock. So you don't have to be that wealthy in order to fulfill this tonight. Ella, if people give him honor because he's a wealthy guy, right? He's always on the guest of honor list. He's always the one that is, you know, giving good donations to the various tzedakas. So if you're on that level, that they're giving you honor because you're rich, so then you fulfill this tzaddik. Likewise, a man says to a woman, I'm an Ashani tzaddik, you should marry me on the condition of a tzaddik. So I feel a Rosh HaGomor. Even if he's an actual wicked person, nevertheless, Mikudeshus. Why? Because we can assume, at least, the possibility of this. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, you don't say the woman's definitely married, but you say it's at least a safek kedushin in this situation, because shema hira tshuva bedaito. Maybe he had hirum of tshuva. And we know if the person has hirum tshuva, so then it can go and essentially turn away his sins. If he does it out of ava, turns him into zechusim. If he does it out of yira, very appropriate for this time of the year, so it turns him into shkagos. So therefore, we have to have at least the possibility to concern ourselves that maybe he did tshuva in his mind, and therefore he is a tzaddik, and therefore it's at least a safek kedushin. If a man says to a woman, I'm an Ashani Rasha, he says, you should be married to me because I'm a Rasha. I don't know what type of a girl would want to marry such a guy, but bottom line is, he said he's a Rasha, so how much of a Rasha does he have to be? So, afilu tzaddik gomor. Even if he's a tzaddik gomor, we have to be concerned over here that maybe mikudeshes, that she is mikudeshes, even though this guy's the Gadol HaDor, because maybe, rachmona litzlan, shemahira dvar avodas kochavim edaito. Maybe at that moment, he had a thought of Avodah Zarah, and by Avodah Zarah, we mentioned by Avodah Zarah and Arayas, thoughts can be mitzaref l'maisa. In general, wicked thoughts, I'm going to rob Fort Knox, so that doesn't count for anything. You don't get any discredit for that. But if you're thinking, Rahman al-Islam, about worshiping Avodah Zarah, or you're thinking about any sort of sexual immorality, which could lead to physical changes in the body, kishui, and have a tzah zera levatala, so that even just thinking about it is an avera. So maybe this person, well, he's a big gadol hadar, but maybe at that moment, we have to at least concern ourselves with maybe Adam Achshava. And therefore, this condition of Am Ashani Rasha may be fulfilled, and you have to have at least a Safek Kedushin in this situation. Now the Gemara goes off into a Agadat Gemara, a very famous Agadat Gemara, which we're only going to scratch the surface on. So it tells us that there's certain measures that came into the world. It uses the expression, there are 10 measures that came into the world, and 9 of them went to this group, and only one was distributed to the rest of the world. So that's the flow of the Gemara. So Asar Kabin Chochma Yodul Yolim, there were 10 measures of Chochma that came down to the world, and Tisha, not Eretz Yisrael. 9 of them are in Eretz Yisrael, and 1 to the rest of the world. And that's why we always have the expression, Avira, the Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, the air of Eretz Yisrael is Machkim. It says the Amorayim and Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael were smarter than the Amorayim and Tanoim in Babel. They had a clearer understanding. And exactly how this translates Lemaisa, I can't tell you, but the bottom line is that it's the land of Eretz Yisrael is a great place for Chochmah, and one can be very successful in their learning over there, and as I said, we should all be zochah to learn in Eretz Yisrael as much as possible. Then the Gemara continues, Asar Kabin Yofi, Yodliol, and there are 10 measures of beauty that came to the world. Tisha, not Yushalayim. Yushalayim, the beautiful city of Yushalayim, has 9 of those measures of beauty. Echel Kolam Kul, the rest of the world has 1. Likewise, Asar Kabin Mashiris, Yodliol, 10 measures of wealth came to the world. Tisha, not Lu Romim Kadmonim. The early Romans, they took 9 of those 10 measures. Echel Kolam Kul, 1 is the city for the rest of the world. Likewise, Yud Kabin Manius, Yodliolam, there are 10 measures of poverty that came down into the world, and 9 of them, Tisha, not Lababel, go to Babel. The Echel Kolon Kula, and 1 goes to the rest of the world. Likewise, Asari Kabim Gatsos, Yarduliolam, there are 10 measures of Gatsos, of arrogance, Gatsos Ruach, that came down to the world, Tisha, not Elam. The country of Elam took 9 of them, Echel Kolon Kula, but in the rest of the world. More questions. It says, really? The Gassus Lababel Lanachas, you're telling me it all went to Elam? What about Babel? After all, we have a Pasuk in Zechariah that seems to suggest that Gassus Ruach went to Babel. Now, this is a prophecy of Zephaniah, which is an allegory, which I will explain. Vaksiv, the Pasuk tells us, V'esor inai v'era, Zephaniah goes and looks up and he sees this Nebuah. It says, Vinei, Shtayim Noshim Yotzos, there are 2 women over there that are flying. Veruach Bekanfeyem, they have wings, and the wind is blowing underneath their wings. And Velohena Kinofayim Kikanfeya Chasida, and the wings are like the wings of a bird known as the Chasida, which is a stork. Rashi tells us it's called the Chasida because it talks very nicely to its other birds of its type. They ask the famous question, so why is the Chasida, one of the birds that's listed in Parsha Shmini, as well as Re'eh, as being a non-kosher bird if it's so nice? So the answer is it's only nice to people that it's like. It's nice to birds that are chasida. It's not nice to other birds. And that's a very important musa for us, that if you're only nice to people that look and sound like you, you're not nice to other people, then you're not a chasida. That's not a good thing. Okay, now, so these winged creatures, these were flying, Batisena Eso Eifa, they took this Eifa. Rashi tells us that this is a reference to the Yetzahara. Bein Ha'aretz Bein HaShemayim, they carried it up between the earth and the sky. For Omar, El HaMalach HaDorbi, and Zechariah said to this Malach, who he was speaking with, and he says, Ono Heim HaMochus Eifa, where are they taking this Eifa? Where are they taking this Yetzahara? By Yom Elai, and the Malach told back to Zechariah, Liv Notes, Law, Bayis, V'Eretz Shinar, to build for her, for it, one, singular, a bias in Eretz Shinar. Shinar is another word for Babel. So, how do we dash this? Amar of Yochanan. Yochanan says, Zu chanufa v'gasas ruach. These winds that were blowing under the wings were chanufa and gasas ruach. They were flattery and arrogance. Shiyor de la Babel. They went down to Babel, but that seems to suggest that they were in Babel. So, gasas ruach is in Babel. Why are you telling me it's only in Elam? So, one says, yeah. And Lahach Anachis, it went there, but it didn't stay there. Vishtarbuve, who? Vishtarbuve Lahasam. But it went from Babel then to Elam. And Rashi says, the explanation of this, based upon the Gemara, Daikonami Diktani, look at the words. It says, Livnos La Bias. And Rashi has 2 explanations. It says, Livnos La Bias, and it says, Law, for one of them. So only one of them went there. So the flattery went there, but the arrogance went to Elam. So that's the singular Livnos Law bias, or alternatively, Rashi says that it says to build a house, but they didn't build a house. They went there to build a house, but they didn't build a house over there, Shmami Noah, so it didn't stay in Babel, but it went to Elam. Okay. Gemara says, really? Ini? Still doesn't make sense. But my Meir, because we've learned previously, Simon Legasus Ruach Anius, that the place where you're going to find arrogance is where there's poverty, because Gasus arrogance leads to poverty. So the Gemara says, Vanius Bebabaluika. And Anius, we said, went to Babel. So the Gasus should be in Babel. So the Gemara says, no, that Anius that we're talking about in Babel is my Anius. It means Anius the Torah. It's referring to the Jewish people living in Babel. And they are relatively Aniim in regards to Torah. Because Dichsiv, Achos Lanu Kitana Vishadayim Elah. Because the poverty that we're referring here that Elam had is the poverty of Torah. My Anius the Torah. Dichsiv, Achos Lanu Kitana Vishadayim Elah. So this is an explanation. Bamar of Yochanan, Zu Elam. This is a reference to the Achos Kitana is Elam. Shazal Solumo. Yes, there were great Talmidei Chachamim in Elam. Rashi says this is a reference to Mordechai and as well to Daniel. They lived in Shushan, which was the capital of Elam, and nevertheless, they weren't Zocha to be Mar B'Torah, below Zocha L'Lamed, as opposed to, you have the great academies of Babel, such as where Ezra started, and Ezra was able to be Malame Torah. So that's the difference over here between Elam and Babel. Finish of the word says, Asara Kabim Gvur Yoduliolim. There were 10 measures of Gvura, strength, power, that came to the world. Tisha Notlu Parsiim. The Persians took 10 of them, and Vuhule means that one was given to the rest of the world. Asara Kabim Kinim Yoduliolim. There were 10 measures of a lice that were given to the world, Tisha not lo madai v'chule. 9 were given to madai, and 1 the rest of the world took. Asara kabin kishof miyodul yolim. There were 10 measures of kishof, of black magic, of necromancy, that were given to the world, Tisha not lo Mitzrayim v'chule. 9 of them were given to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was famous for its astrologers, for its magicians. They were able to duplicate the initial makos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought from HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto Mitzrayim, but that's Mitzrayim took 9 of those measures, and 1 was given to the rest of the world. Asara kabim negoyim yodul yolim. There were 10 measures of negoyim, of various types of either plagues or illness or some form of other nega that came to the world. 9 of them tas not luchazir are given to pigs, v'chule, and 1 is given to the rest of the world. Yud kabo zinus yodul yolim. There were 10 measures of zinus that came to the world, and tisha not lo aravia. 9 of them were given to Arabia, to Arabia, and 1 was given to the rest of the world. Asar kabim asus yodul yolim. There were 10 measures of chutzpah, of brazenness, that were given to the world. Tisha not la meishan v'chule. 9 of them were given to meishan. As Rashi points out, in meishan, Reuben mamzerim, and mamzerim are known for their brazenness. So 9 measures are in meishan, and 1 for the rest of the world. Asar kabim sicha yodul yolim. There were 10 measures of talk, of conversation given to the world. Tisha not lunashim v'chule. 9 were given to women, and 1 was given to the rest of the world. This, in and of itself, is an entire shir. I won't touch it right now because I can't really give it proper time, but this is not meant in a pejorative way against women. It just means that the nature of women is much more talkative than the nature of men, which I think most people can agree with. It's not a sexist statement. It's just what the facts are. Asar kabim shichrus yardul yolim. There are 10 measures of drunkenness that came down to the world. Tisha not lukushim v'chule. 9 of them went to the people who live in Kush. Kush is usually translated as Ethiopia, so they took 9 measures of drunkenness, and 1 went to the rest of the world. And finally, we conclude this. I got it to discussion. Asar kabim shein yardul yolim. There were 10 measures of sleepiness that came to the world. Tisha not lo avadim. The servants, the avadim, they took 9 of these measures of sleepiness, laziness. The echad not lo kolam kulam. 1 is given to the rest of the world. Again, we ran through these 9 measures, 10 measures, ideas. Each one deserves a special shir in and of itself, but way beyond the ability to do this in the Daf Yomi type of a setting. And the Ezra Shem, everybody should go and look into the classical Mufarshim on this to get further detail. With this, we conclude today's share.